Hello and welcome to another episode of Writing Flow Magic. This is Julie Jordan Scott, and I just wrote this piece, surprisingly or not surprisingly, about relationship with time, and it turned into something called How to Use Your Subconscious Mind to Fall Back in Love with Time. This is where I took the 5 for 5 brain dump method and created not horrible words. Here we go. The time when I was most productive was when I repeated this mantra to myself. There is plenty of time to do all that I most need to do. When I simply said those words to myself throughout the day, everything miraculously got done, or I just let go of what remained unfinished. I almost whined at myself just now, why don't I do this anymore? And then I remembered the why isn't important. The what shift will be most productive is more beneficial. I was searching for quotes for women about time management this morning, and all I found were trite cliches like don't sweat the small stuff and take time for yourself. I don't know about you, but I feel like when I've heard these so many times, and yet when we are deluged with a calendar that is so full, we find ourselves stapling our finger at 3 a.m. in order to finish a project on time, the last thing on your mind is taking time for yourself. That is, other than collapsing into bed once the next day is over. If I go back to my writing and my podcast from earlier in the week, I see a lot of rewriting unworthiness and quite a bit of self-malaise. By the way, I've written myself as an expert on the topic of self-love and self-care. What I'm addressing now is deeper than the surface stuff. This is why I am working on this rewriting, because years of surface stuff doesn't begin to scratch the sludge coating over what is most significant. Did you catch that, by the way? Odd. My timer didn't chime, so I'm going to reset it for 1 minute to finish up. I feel as if there must be something important wanting to be written. Time is measurable. It is finite. It is ironically, gloriously expansive when we return to the beginnings here. I am most productive when I repeat there is plenty of time throughout the day. My subconscious mind nods in agreement and delivers plenty. I am realizing again, a theme as I started writing these 30 days, how much I may protect my continued and continuing process when I stop spending time with people and projects that don't align with these sorts of thought processes. Sometimes self-love includes who we are allowing in as they reflect our beliefs as well. Love, not lament, is what will help us to remember to appreciate and facilitate productivity in this time we are in, 5 minutes, 5 days, 5 weeks, or years at a time. There, that's the reason for the extra minute. If you go to the blog post at Creative Life Midwife, you will find a set of writing prompts. They're pretty cool. I'll probably go back to them this week. Thank you so much for listening. This is Julie Jordan Scott, and I'm so grateful for your presence here today. Please subscribe if you don't already so you can enjoy more of this and gain benefit from my rewriting of the personal narrative.